This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. We open up the show at 6 o'clock talking about the championship games on Sunday. Of course, Kansas City beats Tennessee 35-24. They fell behind early in the game, much like they did the previous week.
Yeah,
and then they
bad.
Got on fire. Patrick Mahomes ends up with three touchdown passes and just an incredible touchdown scramble.
Yep.
Ryan Tannehill was fine, threw a couple touchdown passes, but they bottled up Travis Henry for the most part.
He was held to
3.6 yards per carry. Derrick Henry did have a touchdown, but for the most part, they kept him under control. So they get the win to advance the Super Bowl. Andy Reid will be in his second Super Bowl. Of course, he led the Eagles with Donovan McNabb to the Super Bowl, did not get the win there. They'll be taking on the Niners, who just mauled the Green Bay Packers, ran all over them, 285 yards rushing as a team. Raheem Mostert goes for 220, averaged 7.6 yards per carry, had the four touchdowns. Jimmy G didn't have to do much, only threw eight passes, completed six of them. Aaron Rodgers put up some decent numbers overall, 31 for 39 for two touchdowns.
Those are empty.
But he had two picks, had a fumble, was sacked three times. The 49ers had the better defense, obviously ran all over Green Bay. So that gets us to the Super Bowl, and we're wondering what your early thoughts are. Do you think, it seems like everybody here is leaning Kansas City, do you think the Niners have a shot?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Definitely have
it. Of course they do.
Great chance.
I mean, it's not like the Chiefs, we're talking about this game like the Chiefs are 10-point favorites. I mean, this is basically a pick'em game. I mean, it could even flip-flop. Maybe the Niners will be favored.
I see a
slightly.
Lot of people picking the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, this is as even a game as you're going to see.
If you believe in defense winning championships.
Isn't Andy Reid great, though, when he gets a week off, like coming off a bye, you give him 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, that's fine. But
I know he lost the Super Bowl before.
I was going to say, I give the Niners a legit chance. I think that Garoppolo is going to throw the ball and throw the ball well in this game.
He's going to have more than six completions?
Yeah. But Mahomes and that offense are they're so quick strike and they've got so much speed and it's going to be a fun game. It's got to be better than last year's. What a bore fest that
last
was.
I don't even remember last year's.
You don't want to
remember last year's.
Patriots beat the Rams.
13-3. It was a million punts.
Right.
But this should be fun.
It was either scoreless or like 3-0 at halftime from what I remember.
I think so, yeah.
It was just gross.
I mean, the ticket prices for this game are just through the roof already.
Are you going to go?
No.
It's your Niners.
Nope.
My wife asked me, he's like, isn't Jason a fan? Is he going to go?
I'm going
to
go.
Because she has a friend who goes to all of the big events. And I was like, he's a millionaire. The husband's got all this money.
Right.
Yeah. She was like, don't you want to go to one of those games? I was like, that's for millionaires.
I mean,
if
the company paid for it, but they would never do that. For Super Bowl 54, SeatGeek, most expensive ticket so far is $25,000. I actually saw a ticket go for $70,000 yesterday. I can't remember what site
it was. Kidding.
Unbelievable.
What's the cheapest?
The cheapest.
You got to be able to get it for a couple thousand.
On SeatGeek, it's $3,200.
$3,200 for a nosebleed.
Correct. That's the cheapest. Now, on StubHub, the cheapest is $5,300. And on NFL Exchange, the cheapest is $5,200. So, I mean, the most expensive seats are going for about $25,000.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Well, it's not $25,000 if I just call D. Smith and ask him for a ticket.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
I would
never that big time
never
request.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. How do you see the Super Bowl playing out? Obviously, the 49ers have been just pounding the football, running the football, the whole zone stretch, and Mostert's been awesome. Maybe Tevin Coleman will be there or not
yeah.
with the separated shoulder, but they're going to have Mostert. And he's been on fire.
They have weapons in the passing game. They just didn't have to use them against the Packers.
Right. If the Packers are showing no resistance to stopping the run, why would you put the ball in the air?
Correct.
Like, if they're just letting you run all over them, you continue to do it.
Right.
So, I don't think they were letting them. It just was happening.
Well, okay. They were outmatched. Mostert was
getting 8-9 yards on first and 10.
Right. And that's what, look, a lot of people thought the Packers were frauds all year long, and maybe they were exposed finally as frauds.
I just couldn't believe the lack of emotion on the face of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe he was just kind of dumbfounded about what was going on, but it just seemed like he always looks like that in a big game when they're losing. Just no emotion, just no inspiration when you see Mahomes and what he did against the Texans, kind of getting his guys pumped up on the sideline when they're down 24-0. I was just very surprised at that reaction. But, yeah, that was complete destruction with the 49ers, what they did to
Green Bay's
defense.
It's super impressive. I can't see them keeping up with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs coming off this game where they actually, look, 49ers have a great rushing attack, and it obviously was proven, but the Titans had that too. The Titans just knocked off the Patriots and the Ravens. Derrick Henry was running for almost 200 yards in each of these games, had a great streak, and that Kansas City defense, which a lot of times gets ridiculed, held him in check. Held them to 69 yards, so yep. I think that they're going to figure out a way to slow down the 49ers enough, and I don't know if the 49ers defense is going to be able to slow down the Chiefs because they do have so many weapons. Like, if you look at this game, Mahomes didn't even hook up with Travis Kelce but three times.
Right, but
Kelsey's usually the toughest matchup.
But the Niners have an absurd pass rush.
Yeah.
It's absurd. That is a great equalizer.
And they don't have to blitz.
Yeah.
In fact, they don't blitz a lot. So I think if they can get that pass rush going, if Robert Saleh and that defensive staff can find ways to get to Mahomes just using the four, which is what they've been able to do all year, could cause some problems for Mahomes. I don't think he's seen a defense like this.
But you see Mahomes, he's not like a statue in the pocket.
No,
he can move.
I know. That's what you got to worry
about. And then when he moves out of the pocket, the most dangerous thing is just those guys going deep.
Yeah.
Because he can throw it 70 yards.
He's not looking
on the
solely
run.
To run. He still has his eyes downfield, and he's going to find guys when they get open, like the Sammy Watkins play.
Or the pass interference, which was huge.
Right. Yeah.
All right, let's bring up some calls.
And by the way, the Niners secondary is their weakest unit. So.
Want to hear from you. Where are you leaning? 800-636-1067. You know, we still got, 10 or 12 days or so to analyze it and go back and forth
but
on it.
But your early lean is KC.
My early lean is KC, but I always make this mistake. I always ignore defense.
Yep.
And the Niner defense is so great that I'll probably be making a classic mistake here, and it'll be a lot closer than I can imagine. And maybe the Niners will handle this game fairly easily if their defense shows up the way they have all year. I mean, Bosa is just unbelievable.
I know. Well, they got D Ford and they got Buckner.
I always lean offense, but I think I'm making a mistake probably.
But the I'm not saying they're that similar, but Russell Wilson had some success against that Niners defense, right, Drab? You can fill us in. I mean, a very close game in the last time. The Seahawks could have been the number one seed instead of the 49ers. Mahomes has some similar capabilities to Russell Wilson.
I mean, Russ didn't have, like, fantastic games, but I think he did as good on the 49ers as anybody else could do. And he did get probably at least 50 yards rushing.
Yeah.
But, again,
so that's the thing Mahomes you worry about with Mahomes is he can just bounce and get those big chunks like he did in that game. That's one thing you certainly worry about. And Garoppolo is not that type of quarterback on the other side. He kind of just sits back there. But you know what? 49ers can run the ball like they have been and control the clock.
Then he runs play action and
he runs
kills
a play action. Mahomes is on the sideline. He can't do any damage. So it's you're talking about two contrasting styles of offense.
How has Richard Sherman gotten himself into this? He's still kind of an elite corner. But coming off an Achilles, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know how elite he is.
He's their top guy by far.
Yeah, but their secondary isn't very. It's not very good. In fact, they have to bench their other corner for a kid named Emmanuel Mosley, who's undrafted because Witherspoon's the guy who was benched. He wasn't playing very well.
Maybe it's just benefit of such a great front four.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I think so. I mean, he's still solid. He still knows how to play. He's just not the player he was.
Darrell Revis was just crushing him on Twitter. They were going back and forth over the weekend.
What did he say?
Saying he's just a zone corner. He doesn't really cover anybody or travel. Yeah. And they're just, you know, trading barbs back and forth.
Yeah. I did like Sherman's barb that he corrected Darrell Revis on the use of except.
Right.
He got him spelling. I mean, Sherman's a Stanford guy.
Yeah.
At least spell.
What did he say exactly?
I'd have to look, but Revis botched it. He was like, accept the truth.
Right.
Which should be A-C-C. And
he put
E-S.
Yeah.
Right. That's funny.
I have my own sort of spelling miscues all the time, but when I see others, it makes you seem incredibly stupid. You know what I mean? I feel like anytime you misspell something, and I have my own things, you know, that I screw up. I don't know.
I feel embarrassed like in a text sometimes. You know, you don't really pay attention. You're typing it quick, and then it'll autocorrect sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't autocorrect actually the right way. Like, it'll give you a two, like a T-O instead of a T-O-O.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed sometimes.
To not
know. I look back on it like, oh, that guy probably thinks I'm a moron. I didn't use two
Well,
the
problem
right
is texting has now ruined sentence structure for me.
Yeah.
So when I type emails to people, I'm quite certain those aren't even sentences.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because of texting now, we just talk sort of in phrases.
Well, I also still email in small caps. The whole thing. The whole sentence.
Try writing something down on a piece of paper. It's, like, my daughter needs...
Like actually using your hand?
Yeah, like she needs an excuse note for school, like if she misses for like an appointment. I don't like to type it and then print it out, so I write it. I feel like a monkey. Like has been given some sort of writing utensil that barely remembers.
At least you hold it properly.
It basically like escapes me how to write anymore.
I know.
It's weird.
How to form the letters.
Because you're just not used to it. Used to everything shorthand, everything on text.
All right, Valdez, I want to hear your, what is it, your skinny leaner?
Squeaky.
Squeaky leaner. Yeah, what's your squeaky leaner for this game?
Well, we have 2 weeks to go over it, but when I first saw the numbers came out, I think I'm leaning towards the 49ers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're a more kind of complete team on both offense and defense, and I think they can beat you more than one way on offense. I think Garoppolo can find success through the air, and they can also run it.
I do, too.
So if you're going to take one away, I think the other one's going to beat you.
By the way, the ratings were down for both the games, and maybe that's why nobody's calling in at 800-636-1067.
Shocked people aren't interested.
So they said that this was the lowest-rated AFC championship game since 2009.
Really?
So it'd been a decade. Still had 41.1 million viewers, and then the late game, which was the 49ers-Packers game,
highly rated.
Had 43.58 million, which was down slightly, I guess, from last year. So both the, I think some of that is when the game's a blowout, you know, they're taking a total rating of the total game.
Yeah, at 27, like,
I checked
people
out.
Are turning it off.
Everybody checked out.
Yeah.
I mean, the Packers made it a little bit closer than it was.
Yeah.
Plus, it's not really fair because you have Tennessee, who's a smaller market, and they're a 9-7 wild card team.
Yeah.
There just wasn't that much interest in them.
Yeah. I mean, if that's Kansas City and Baltimore, it's a bigger number.
But outside of the Ravens, as soon as the Ravens got eliminated, this is a Super Bowl I wanted to see.
Yeah.
This is a sexy matchup.
Great matchup.
So,
did anybody in our preseason poll have Chiefs?
I gotta do those numbers.
Nobody had the Titans.
But the Super Bowl matchup. Chiefs 49ers.
I don't think anybody had the 49ers in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I know I didn't pick them.
No,
four games last year.
I think you're right.
I think I had like Seahawks. And
I'll do the numbers during the break.
I know.
Just give us the Super Bowl matchups of the four junkies.
All right, I had Philly, Kansas City. I had Kansas City winning.
Oh, you're good.
You're alive.
No, I'm too far behind.
You might, dude.
I don't think so.
Nobody else. Does anybody else have any of the Super Bowl teams?
Drab. I did the numbers going into the championship weekend. And Drab was leading at 17 points. Eric, you had 16.
What was Drab's Super Bowl?
Drab's got NOLA over KC.
Oh, so you're good.
So he gets points for KC getting there.
You're good. You'll probably win.
Who'd you have, Eric?
I didn't have either one of those.
Eric had, yes, you did. You had Seattle beating Kansas City.
I did?
Ooh.
But you can't win because you're one back.
Oh. Well, I can't even believe I had Kansas City in there.
Well, I mean, they were in the AFC Championship a year ago.
JP had Kansas City.
I'm just a genius.
You had Kansas City beating NOLA.
All right, so I got a win for KC. Way behind.
No, you got 12 points. So you would get, hold on, Kansas City, how many points did you get there? 5 and 7. You could get 12 points if Kansas City wins.
All right, give me
so the Chiefs win, the Chiefs. JP wins the pool.
24.
Is that right?
Hold on. 24. I haven't done the updated numbers on after this weekend. So he gets so everyone at five if you had Kansas City. So Drabby has
it's all by Drabby pen and paper.
Drabby has 22 points. Eric has 21.
Yeah, I'm cooked.
What did I say you could get? You could max out at?
I don't know. 24.
12. No, you could. You could win. If Kansas City wins, I believe you win.
Because both have KC to lose.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What was Cakes' Super Bowl?
I know. Pat's Saints, I believe.
Cakes had Pat's Philly.
I picked the terrible Eagles. You know, remind me not to do that pool next year.
I tell you every year it's stupid.
Yeah, but I still do it.
I always complain.
And you know what? The best part is it's only going to cost $2 next year.
They've actually it on NBC Sports Washington. Somehow they had it, huh? Did Dougie have our...
they have it.
They had
so
all
just
our,
at first glance, I got to do the math, all right? This is my George Bush math here.
Yes.
But I think that if Kansas City wins the Super Bowl, JP wins. If they lose, Drab wins.
And this is a $100 pool?
No, it's 10 a man. It's 10 a man.
Where's this?
You're almost getting $100.
Well, there's no chance I'm still rooting for the 49ers. I don't care if it's $70 or not.
Because?
I hate the
49ers. He's an NFC West guy. He's a Seattle guy.
Right. Okay.
See Richard Sherman hold that trophy?
Yeah, you can't have that. You're so pro-Chiefs.
It would kill you.
It would kill me.
It would put you in an early grave.
All right, real quick. Let's go to Chris in Centerville. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Guys, good morning. How we doing today?
Hey, doing okay. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say the ticket price thing is out of control. I've got a former high school player that's a backup lineman for the Niners, and he's trying to get some tickets for his family. You know, they each get 15 tickets that they can purchase. They're $3,000 a pop just for the players.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's outrageous. I went to the Steelers Arizona Super Bowl however many years ago that was, and scalped a ticket for half that.
Right, right.
It's just, it's outrageous. They should be able to get tickets for their families that should be a little bit cheaper than that. It could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how they manage all. I thought they got a couple tickets they didn't have to pay for.
They do. They get two. Yeah. But, you know, that takes care of mom and dad. Right. You know, most people have more people than are interested in coming.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, buddy. It's just, what can you do?
Hold on. Breaking news.
Uh-oh. Somebody else is in the mix?
Yeah, just Tom Glancy this one.
I'm bitter.
Who is
Adam Epstein.
Oh, Adam? Look at this.
I completely spaced this because I just figured it's Adam. He's just a loser.
Yeah, right. Clown.
Adam Epstein has Kansas City beaten New Orleans as well.
Ooh. Oh,
and Adam has 13 points. JP has 12. JP cannot win. So Kansas City wins. Adam wins the pool because he'd have 12 points to that. He'd have 25 points. If Kansas City loses to San Francisco, Drabby wins because he would have had 22 points.
Nice.
So see, Drabby, even when you win, you lose. The stupid Niners would win, right?
I like it. Plus, JP would be going crazy for the next 2 weeks for the $70. It would drive everyone nuts.
Oh, yeah, he definitely would. He'd be sized.
Can we just cut
the
tension? I
apologize, JP.
Can we watch?
Got you excited.
Can we just cut the tension and split the money?
You two? You guys want to chop it? You guys could work out your own chop. I don't know. It's up to them, right? They can do whatever they want.
I'm anti-chop on this show.
You are?
You guys chopped recently, and it ruined the bit.
I get size. Guaranteed
cash. You want to play it out to the end.
Always.
I'm very pro-chop.
Meanwhile, we go to commercial, we're going to secretly chop. Watch.
Yeah. You guys are going to have a deal.
Yeah, I know how that works.
All right,
well, nobody cares about the Super Bowl. We have one guy calling.
At least right now they don't.
Yeah. That's good. Good to know.
Remember, a little bit later in the show, Lars Eller will join us. We will talk Caps. It is the All-Star break, but we will talk about the second half of the season. And Dante Whitner, former 49ers, is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about the Super Bowl matchup with him. That's at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right.
Buckeye football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I know you guys have all been out of the little one game for a while. So Isabella turned 3 in March. And I remember we used to tease Jason about this a lot. I don't know how long it lasted. How long did it last where your daughters would leave their bedroom and jump in your bed?
How long? Oh, they did that for years.
And it's just because they would get scared in the middle of the night? Would they start in their bedroom?
It was just a comfort thing.
So they would start in their room.
Yeah,
and then they would wake up.
Yeah, they'd wake up sometime in the middle of the night, and they would just mosey on into our bed and hop it up and sleep right in between us.
Yeah, we're trying to nip that in the bud, and there's this device that we have called, I think it's called the Hatch. It's like it's a little sound machine, but it also has almost a nightlight aspect to it. And my wife set it up so that a green light would turn on, and when the green light turns on, that means you actually can join us. She put it for 4:30. I was like, what good is that? It should be 7 in the morning. Hmm. What is 4:30 going to do? But she actually got up this morning at 4, which is somewhat of a victory.
Right.
She slept from, I don't know, 9:30. It's a struggle to get her down to sleep, man. It's just, she you know how we get fired up to go to sleep?
Sure, love it.
She's not fired up. She'll do whatever she can to stay up and come up with different excuses or whatever. And then in the middle of the night, she'll just start screaming.
Didn't I hear somebody, I don't want to say who, but they lock their kids in their room?
Huh.
Like they have like some sort of parental lock, and you can lock the kid in the room.
We have something, we have...
See, I embraced it.
We have something like that. We do have, it's not a lock, but I don't know what you call it, like a child, I guess maybe you could just call it a child lock. It's, you can put it on and take it on and off.
Yeah, so they can't get out.
Yeah, and she'll stay in the bed, but, and we're... My wife comes up with like a sticker system and there's a prize. At 4 in the morning, she's not thinking about, hey, if I get 5 stickers, you're going to take me to the trampoline place.
Yeah, no, I don't care about that.
How did you finally crack it? Just they grew out of it because they were like 9.
Yeah, you were 17 years old.
Right.
You can't
but when my daughters were 4 years old, 3, 4, 5, whatever it was, I embraced it.
Yeah.
I did. That's just the way I was. Except for the one morning, might have been multiple, when my oldest daughter fell out of the bed.
Yeah, that's never good.
And that was a nice little, it was like a 3-foot drop.
Right.
I like it in some regards, but I know that it's a slippery slope. I don't want to have the 9-year-old
like
jumping in my bed.
Listen, I like snuggling with my kids like anybody.
They grow out of
but
it.
But I don't want them in. That was for me to sleep. It was hard enough to sleep with my wife in there, let alone with another person in there. And then, God forbid, if you ever want to hit the skins or something, it just completely annihilates that option.
Correct.
So I did not allow that. I would, maybe 5 minutes, if you want to come in for a snuggle for 5 minutes, then your ass is out. I kicking and screaming,
I
didn't care.
Now my dog does it.
Yeah.
Replace the kids.
Got to make room for Luca.
Yeah.
And
she'll start out in her bed
downstairs,
and then she'll mosey on up the stairs,
sure,
and she'll jump in at like 11 o'clock at night.
I know talking to Amy at EB's 50th surprise party, she did say that your dogs all sleep in the bed with you. I can't imagine.
Yeah, they usually both start, and then one hops off and then crawls under the bed for most of the night.
Do you kick
it's
them
weird.
Off, do they kick you?
No, they're small. It doesn't matter.
Kicks and Amy are small,
the
too. They're small people.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a small family.
Do you have a king, or a queen?
Queen.
They have a queen.
Yeah,
they don't even have a king. Yeah.
I don't have
smallest
a king.
Smallest family
a king?
In Montgomery County.
Oh, yeah, we have a king.
You got a king size?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you need that.
Silly. If I had a king size, I would have less of a problem.
No, you need the
on
king.
On a queen, especially because I got the bad shoulders, I like to have my arms kind of spread out with extra pillows.
Yeah.
There's not that much room.
You got to get that pillow. Have you seen that pillow where if you sleep on your side, you can put your arm underneath? It's like an angle.
Like a wacky body pillow?
It's like a weird thing, yeah. It's like a ramp.
But you have to sleep on your side. I sleep on my
stomach. If you sleep
on
your side. See, I always think, Like massage tables, they got to come out with a bed with a hole in the middle, like a massage table.
I know what you're saying. Right.
Like if you came out with that, I wonder if I could, that should be my Shark Tank.
I think Valdez has one of those.
What?
He's got a bed with a hole right in a certain spot.
Man-made.
Yeah. I got to come up with a mattress that has a hole so you can put your head in there like a massage table. Because I sleep so great anytime I'm in one of those.
That could be your billion-dollar idea.
Should be. So I was watching Shark Tank the other day. I just love that show. But somebody had what I thought. I mean, you tell me if you think this is going to work.
All right.
So they came out. This guy wanted to come out with some techie thing. He came out with a button that that you have on each side of the bed. Your wife has a button, and you have a button. And if your size to hit skins, you just hit the button. And so,
terrible idea.
So instead of talking or communicating or asking, the guy was this nerd, and he was like, you know, I don't know. Should I try? She seems like she's up to. So he would press his button to say he's sized, but the only way he would hit the skins is if she hit her button too, and then they both lit up, and then
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah,
so, I mean, yes, all the sharks said that's a terrible idea. Get out of here.
Of course, it's worse. It's like the epitome of technology going bad.
Would you hit the button every night?
Well, guys would have theirs constantly on green,
right?
But you're just constantly waiting for the one time your wife will hit it, right? But they said they panned it. Worst idea ever. Like, how about
that's
just
one
talking?
It's like the producers of that show, they know certain ones have no shot. And they just
plus
put
the guy was stumbling and bumbling on his pitch. His pitch was terrible. But
that's an awful idea.
One of the worst ideas I think I've ever seen. Eliminate just talking. Wait for your wife to hit the button. You guys would be waiting for years for the wife to hit the button.
What is that?
It's Ainsworth.
Okay.
Basically, he's at death's door, waiting for on his departure. But
no, he's waiting for a kidney.
He's waiting for a kidney.
He could survive on dialysis for a while.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's had a lot of. Yeah, I think he's had two brain aneurysms.
Yeah,
or something like that.
He's had serious health issues.
Serious health issues.
What a bust he was.
Made a lot of money though.
Yeah,
made a lot.
I think
he blew a lot.
How did you just get felted?
Yeah.
You just let a financial advisor steer you down the road to ruin.
Not that he's a bust, but it's one of those guys that Redskins fans have talked about. What's the latest with Reuben Foster? He's never been in a Redskins uniform for a regular season game, but there's a lot of hype as to what he might be, even though he wasn't necessarily that great with the 49ers. Now they're saying he suffered some sort of nerve damage.
Well, I don't know. I'm just reading about it. They're saying, you know, when he tore his ACL, LCL, and his MCL in his left knee during the practice, the recovery was complicated by nerve damage. He's just now getting feeling in his left foot and toes. That's not good.
He lost it for several months, what they said. That's what his agent said.
They say he's regaining feeling and power. It shows the nerve is firing. But you know, that's not a good sign by any stretch.
Yeah. I guess his agent said that he's got feeling in his toes, the underside of his foot and the side of his foot. So that they do believe that the nerve is firing again.
Although
he had been helping out in drills.
I think when Peyton was recovering from his noodle arm, he didn't have feeling. The nerves weren't firing.
Hey,
in his
I can relate to all these guys. Right. I still have the tinglies in the thumb. I'm giving it till February 1. If there's still tinglies, I'm going to see a doctor. No, so I've got 10 days.
I remember actually, after I had the ACL surgery, we did an appearance at a Topgolf.
Yeah.
And when we were at a Topgolf, there was a guy who asked me, and he had just had some surgery. And he's like, look, they're going to tell you that you're going to recover, blah, blah, blah. He told me he didn't have feeling. It was like 2 years after. Now, it wasn't necessarily his knee. It was like kind of like from the calf area down. So I think that's somewhat normal. If you could still have the function and still be able to move around. I mean, it's not great to hear that he doesn't have feeling.
No, I don't think you can play in the NFL if you don't have feeling.
Oh, of course not.
I don't think you can.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would keep your expectations for him, but very low.
I think what you're talking about, when you get an ACL injury, there's a little part of your,
kind of under the knee, a little part
where there's a little deadness,
yeah,
which I think takes a while to regain. But when you're talking about no feeling in your foot,
no, but
that's
they're saying
totally...
he has it in his foot. My guess is that he might have that dead area kind of from like the ankle in this area.
I'm not sure. That area does
like
take a while.
It's almost a numb feeling.
Yeah.
Man, that's a serious injury. But he's got a few months to recover. But, man, if you can't feel your foot, you're right. There's no way you're going to be able to play.
But, I mean, that's a spot where they want to upgrade, especially now they're going to 4-3. They want a stud middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Nothing against Bostic and you know, I know they drafted Holcomb, but they need a better middle linebacker, in my opinion.
I agree. And they were kind of banking on him. And he's still young. What is he, 26, 25?
Yeah.
Foster?
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, I know it's a
serious
injury.
The clock is ticking.
I get it.
The clock is ticking.
Alabama guys. Yeah. They do love their Alabama guys.
Now, I guess they made it official. I mean, I just assumed it as soon as they named Ron Rivera as a head coach and pretty much everybody else had been let go, that Bill Callahan was moving on. I guess over the weekend he officially was hired by the Browns. Is that right?
Going to be their top assistant.
Going to be their what's his title? Is it associate head coach?
I thought he was O-line coach.
Is he O-line slash?
That he was going to be like a top assistant, similar role that he's had in a couple of other spots.
Right, right.
Well, it shows you the reputation he's got.
Right. Who did they hire again?
Stefanski from Minnesota.
The Vikings OC.
The Vikings offensive
Remember,
coordinator.
Remember, he has to turn his game plan like Friday to the analytics guy and the owner. I'm sure that's going to be fun.
You're kidding.
I thought they said that was bogus.
That's what I read. Maybe there was a follow-up that debunked it.
Whatever happened, was it ever reported whatever happened with the McDaniels interview? Like when he flew in? They didn't hit it off?
I think he did not like the organizational structure.
He didn't like the structure.
Yeah.
So McDaniels pulled back.
He wanted the baseball guy out.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
De Podesta out?
I think so, yeah.
Gotcha.
He wanted complete change.
Right. And they said they're not doing that?
Yeah.
So McDaniels back, obviously, for another year. Is he under contract with the Patriots still?
I don't know that. I don't know that for a fact. Yeah. I would assume.
He's not going to leave Belichick for another assistant's gig. He's only going to leave for a head coaching gig.
Yeah, I don't expect that.
Yeah, that's got to work in Brady's favor, right? Because Brady and McDaniel get along so well.
I don't know. Coming up next on the Junkies Blitz, I'll fill you in on the latest with Tom Brady because there is some speculation about some of the things that Tom Brady said. Also, where Philip Rivers has moved to. Maybe there's an opening there. And he was at the McGregor fight. Tom Brady was at the McGregor fight. Mark Davis was there, Cakes.
So he's going to go play for the Vegas Raiders?
Maybe.
Never know.
A lot of speculation. We'll get to that next with the Junkies Blitz.
Hey, what do NBA champ Quinn Cook, Jaren Jackson, former Maryland great Mello Trimble all have in common? They all attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp. We were talking about Coach Wooten earlier. Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love basketball even more by instilling confidence. They teach the game. The kids have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ. They've got competitions, contests. They bring in guest speakers. They play 3 games per day. Instruction is the big difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. You can register today at CoachWooten.com. Wooten spelled with 2 O's and 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice, our service. To help our military veterans, visit donatepurpleheart.org. Of course, spent a lot of the show talking about the Super Bowl matchup. You've got the Niners, who of course are the one seed in the NFC, just ran all over the Packers. And they'll face the Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, of course, won the MVP last year. Won't win it this year, but damn, does he look like the best player in the league. Had 3 touchdown passes in the 35-24 win over Tennessee. Little hiccup for the 49ers. Tevin Coleman dislocated his shoulder.
I mean, that was so bad, he couldn't even walk off the field.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be carted off the field for a shoulder injury. That's how much pain he was in.
But the way that Mostert
they did
is
pop
playing,
it, I read that they did pop it back in when they went inside, to the locker room. Yeah. So he certainly won't be 100%, but I think he could play in 2 weeks.
The way Mostert is playing, though, you want all of your guys, but that's the guy you don't want to lose. 220 yards rushing.
Yeah.
In the win, 7.6 yards per carry, had 4 touchdowns. Jimmy G only had to throw 8 passes in the game. San Francisco dominant in the win.
We saw the Titans do some of that where, Tannehill only had to complete 7-8 passes for less than 100 yards because Henry was just killing it. So very similar for the 49ers to do that. But it's just rare when your quarterback only completes 6-7 passes and you win going away. I mean, that's just a crazy stat.
Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Do you think Jimmy G and the 49ers can beat the high-powered Kansas City Chiefs offense that, of course, put up 51 against the Texans, put up a bunch of points this past weekend, 35 against the Tennessee Titans? Do you give Jimmy G and Raheem Mostert a chance? Of course, they've got a great defense, Joey Bosa and others.
Of course they have a chance. A lot of people's minds are the favorites.
This is a pick 'em. It's a pick 'em game.
I could see the Chiefs winning fairly handily.
I don't see a blowout. Like me. You're biased towards offense.
Also, just once they get rolling, I don't know. I could see a game kind of like the Tennessee Titans game. Titans got up early. They were using clock. They were like pretty damn close to perfect early in the game.
Right.
With the way that they were scoring. And yet, Kansas City just got in a roll, and Tennessee couldn't stop
him. Is Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend tilting everyone on social media? What is she doing? She's like screaming.
Overly excited, I guess.
Always screaming.
She's way over the top. She's a former college soccer player, right?
I believe so. Brittany Matthews.
She's a really fit girl, but I think people also have been mean, and they've like they've attacked her physically, right? They call her like horse face and stuff.
People are being pretty cruel about her looks, calling her first contract girlfriend.
Right.
Stuff like that.
That's so
I don't know. I mean, she is horrendous on these videos.
Yeah.
And I know everyone says, yo, you're bullying. This is mean. You don't treat women this way. Well, I don't know. She's so unbearable to watch.
Why can't she just fade into the background?
I don't know, but she does videos all the time. I've known about her for like a few months, and she's always just screeching.
Hey, all those people that downed us.
My whole thing with Twitter in general is, well, you don't have to look at it.
Choose not to consume it.
Yeah.
Try to stay away from it if you can.
If it's going to bother you so much, just don't check it out.
I don't even pay attention to it. I can see why that would get on your nerves.
She's a young girl. She's out of control. What is she, in her early 20s?
Gotta be.
Probably.
Yeah. She's hammered at a game. Her boyfriend is an NFL superstar. I'm going to give her a pass.
So I mentioned Tom Brady and what he said over the weekend that has people speculating even more about his free agency. It'll be the first time that he's going to be a free agent in his 20-year career if he makes it to March 18th. He was asked during his weekly interview with Westwood One Radio about it, and he said, I'm open-minded about the process. Same time, I love football, and I want to continue to play and do a great job. I'm looking forward to what's ahead. Whatever the future may bring, I'll embrace it with open arms. Saturday night, he was in Vegas for UFC 246, and a lot of people made note of his crossing paths with the Oakland Raiders owner, Mark Davis. So there was some buzz on social media that maybe Brady would join the Raiders.
Does Davis still have a terrible haircut?
Yes.
I'm guessing he probably does.
And then also, kind of go along with the story, there was a story that Philip Rivers and his 100 kids and family, they've moved to Florida, I believe.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's looking for that income tax haven.
Couple of
Phil. I didn't know that,
West
but apparently the
Coast
kids,
spots open.
The kids and the family were in Florida the whole year.
Oh, really? Hmm.
I thought
wasn't there a story like when he was driving his camper or whatever hours?
Yeah, but then I read that the family had moved and went back to Florida. So that's just weird.
Would you like to see Tom Brady in a different uniform?
I don't care.
It'd be interesting.
It would be interesting.
It would be interesting. I think it's always cool when a guy could play his entire career with one team and be sort of a legend like that. But definitely be interesting if he played like his last two or three years somewhere else. I'm just trying to think, where else would it possibly make sense? Let's just go through the NFC. Because I don't think any of the NFC...
I saw somebody threw this out. Somebody threw out the Titans. Like, what if they don't re-sign Tannehill?
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel obviously has a connection and thinks that they'd be better off with Tom Brady. Contender.
Well, clearly we'd be better off in the short term. It's a short-term
thing. Is Tannehill... Is Brady still better than Ryan Tannehill?
Oh,
Brady...
Yeah.
at 43 yes. better than Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, I don't know.
If you're down, it's a tough call. Not the last seven, eight weeks.
Tannehill was the second-rated quarterback in the league behind Lamar Jackson.
Okay, he got hot.
Since he took over.
I'm not a Tannehill guy.
If you're down six, you got the ball at your own 20, and you got a minute 30 to go down and score. Who do you want leading, a 42-year-old Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill?
I'm honest with you, dude. Just watching Brady the last few weeks, I'm not sure I want the ball in his hands.
Oh, I take Brady over him.
Tannehill's more athletic.
That's just me.
So if there's pressure,
I take Brady over him.
Tannehill can still move a little bit. Brady can't. It's an interesting question. Maybe people want to chime in. 800-636-1067 because I don't know that that's something that the Titans would consider, but I saw, I don't know if it was on NFL Network or ESPN, I saw some people kicking it around, and it was, you know, well, what if Brady went to the Titans? Contender, he's got Derrick Henry. In terms of weapons, you know, because people are saying, well, if Brady's going to leave New England, he's wanting to go to a team with better weapons. Do you think that the Titans have better weapons?
Well, I mean, they got Henry.
And they got A.J. Brown. Edelman's a nice slot guy, but they don't have any weapons outside of
him. I don't think it's a dramatic
upgrade.
Like, I do think the Chargers definitely has better weapons.
What about Tampa?
Oh, that's not a terrible suggestion. I mean, Godwin and Evans?
Yeah.
I can't see him. I can't see him going to Tampa.
I can't picture him in any other uniform. If it happens, it's going to be strange just because he's been there for 20 years, but I mean, he's definitely going to go somewhere where he's got some weapons on the outside, and Tampa.
And they're contenders.
Does.
He's not going to an also-ran for the last few years of his career. And this is what I'll say about Brady.
He's not the same. All right, but he doesn't throw 30 interceptions, which is what Jameis did.
Yeah.
So a guy like Bruce Arians might think he had Kurt Warner lead mm-hmm. him to a Super Bowl with the Cardinals. Maybe he goes for a vet and says, "All right, for 2 years." This would be better off with a Tom Brady game manager type versus Jameis Winston, who threw 30 interceptions.
No, he's an upgrade over Jameis, clearly. It's not even close, but I just can't see him going to the Bucs.
I can't see him going to...
But
you're asking about potential teams that fit, and I think that one's...
Did you see Brett Favre in Minnesota or the Jets? Did you see Joe Montana with the Chiefs?
Nope.
I mean, it's just... They're better franchises than the Broncos?
They're better franchises than the Bucs. The Bucs are like the Browns.
That's true.
I don't see him going to a poop franchise.
All right, well, Tennessee was nothing until this year.
The Titans are a stretch, but with the Vrabel connection, I can maybe see it.
I think they're going to re-sign Tannehill. I don't think they're going to go Brady.
I would take him. If I had a journeyman, if I had a Jameis Winston or something, and Brady expressed interest. Now, the problem is, Brady wants to get paid. You saw the reports over the weekend, right, that he's embarrassed by his salary the last few years, that he's taken less to allow them to build weapons, but is to the point where he was like the 17th highest paid quarterback, and he feels like he deserves more than that.
Yeah, well.
So.
What about Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You can throw it to Allen Robinson.
He's better than Mitch Trubisky. He's not even close.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think it's a no-brainer that he's better than all these guys.
I think it is.
He played so bad this year.
He didn't have any weapons.
Okay, he didn't have weapons. You're right.
He could still...
But he's just not the same. He's not the same.
He can still get it done at 90% of his old
self. Tough call, though, if you're the GM of the Titans, for example. Just throw that out there, right?
It's not a tough call for me.
You got Tannehill and Brady, but one of them's 43.
I take him. Brady could play another 2 years.
And Brady
easy.
Probably would command more money than Tannehill still.
Yeah, he's better.
Tannehill played out of his mind.
He'll never play that well again for the rest of his life. Just like Case Keenum played well that one
year.
Maybe
he found the perfect system and offense coordinator for him.
Yeah, I don't think so. Did he look like that quarterback this past weekend?
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
He looked decent.
He didn't look bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't his fault.
When they got
down.
You can
have Brady at 45. You can have him.
I'll take him at 43 and 44.
You can have him.
I'll take him.
A couple other stories real quick. Tennessee Titans defensive coordinator Dean Pease retired after 47 years.
Oh, he retired.
That means too late for you. He retired a little bit too late.
He said, it's been 47 years. I told the team today, 721 games is a lot of games to coach. It's time.
That is a long run in the NFL.
Man, 47
How
years.
Old is he? How old is Dean Pease?
70.
Meanwhile, Wade Phillips wants to get back in, right? Wade Phillips and who else? Romeo Crennel.
Crennel, is it? You're finished.
Out with the Texans. He had been the defensive coordinator since 2016, with the Texans since 2014. So Anthony Weaver is his replacement with the Houston Texans.
So Dean Pease, he's 70 years old, and he was 23 when he got in the NFL?
No, 70 and 46. That's 34.
right?
No, he spent his math is correct. 47 years. So when he was 23, he was coaching.
23, okay, yeah, you're right.
He spent 47 years in the league.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He had a short retirement in January 2018 to become the defensive coordinator.
I think he meant 47 years coaching overall.
Oh, not,
not just in the NFL.
Oh, okay, I was going to say that.
He's at Miami of Ohio. He's at Navy.
Okay. Right.
He's at Toledo.
How many years in the NFL?
Looks like he was with the Patriots starting in 04. As a linebacker's coach.
And speaking of coaching,
that's
Jason Garrett lands on his feet. He'll be the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants.
Yeah, I can't remember who we had on the show, but I asked him, can you see Garrett as an assistant coach or an OC or whatever? And whoever it was said no, because he'd spent 9 years as a head coach, but he's going back. And interesting that he's in the division. In the division with the Cowboys.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up at 8:45, going to give you a chance to win Monster Jam tickets here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.